This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 8, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-40s. High tide in Gloucester Harbor at 12:53 p.m. A 17-year-old employee at Wendy's restaurant in Lynn was shot in the shoulder last night. WCVB-TV in Boston is reporting that the shooting took place on Boston Street at around 6 p.m. Channel 5 is also reporting that a car crashed into the side of an apartment building overnight in Revere, injuring two people and displacing four residents from the apartment. The Vittoria Rocky Post in Beverly has been sold. Paul Layton of the Salem News reports today that Salem's Landry & Akari Rugs will be moving their operation to the Beverly location. In Peabody, the city has sold the Brody's Pub building. Salem News is reporting the new owner will completely gut the building and it will be transformed into what is described as a modern destination for visitors and locals alike. Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson held his first State of the City address last night. The mayor addressed economic affordability for city residents.
The best long-term strategy to help people afford the cost of living is to help people find good-paying jobs. We are enveloped by one of the most dynamic job-creating ecosystems in the world in Greater Boston's innovation economy. We're working hard to plug Lynn into that growth. Our zoning overhaul last year helped prime several sites for commercial and industrial growth. We've made inroads in the life sciences development community with our developer tour and platinum readiness designation from that industry. And we're keeping the momentum going with a major event on March 8th with our Northeastern University partner, BioConnects New England, a coalition seeking to open life sciences growth to populations historically excluded from the industry.
The mayor also touted his administration's Vision Lynn initiative that will continue to be developed this year.
Vision Lynn has already identified three vision statements. One, Lynn will be a city where people feel safe and comfortable to live, work, learn, and play. Two, Lynn will be a city where all community members have the housing, transportation access, social connections, and educational and economic opportunities to live a fulfilling life. And three, Lynn will be a city to be proud of, with strong, diverse, and connected communities that take care of our shared spaces, natural resources, and each other. Vision Lynn will help us grow thoughtfully. Growth needs to help us solve problems, not create.
The Nicholson address can be viewed on lynntv.org. Linfield High School will have a new principal next school year. The Daily Item is reporting that with current principal Robert Cleary retiring, the town has hired Manchester Essex High School principal Patricia Puglisi. Bill Newell on sports is next, as local basketball teams are nearing the end of their regular season.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics will host the 76ers at the Garden tonight, while the Bruins are off until Saturday afternoon when they play home against the Capitals. High school basketball from last night. In boys' action, Catholic Memorial over Beverly, 91-83. Marblehead beat Peabody, 63-54. This is Marblehead coach Mike Giardi.
Did a great job. I thought the help defense was huge tonight. Our plan was to really make Forte work, and he did. You can see he's a great player, and we were going to make him work hard, right? And we made him take a lot of tough shots, and he's still grinding even at the end. I mean, the kid just works, and you get off him for just a second, and he's going to beat you, and that's what we were afraid of. There were a couple times that we lost him for a bit, and he scored, and we made sure that when he did get it, we kind of doubled him, tried to get him off the ball, and force some other guys to come up. Shea Lynch hit a couple of threes. That starts to worry you a little bit, and we have to make some adjustments here and there. But I thought overall, as a whole, I'd say 90% of the game we played some great defense tonight.
For Peabody, they struggled scoring points against that Marblehead defense. This is Peabody coach Thad Broughton.
The first half was just really tough shooting. I think we started 0-7. I looked at my assistant coach and just said, "Geez, we gotta get some of these to go down." It was just a really tough shooting night for us in the first half, and then Marblehead hit some buckets, got the lead, and we could never We mounted a comeback. We got it down to maybe four or five a couple times, but we could never get over the hump. And I attribute that to we just did not play well in that first half. But give Marblehead credit. They I thought they played really good, and they made the big shots when they had to.
The Lynn English boys remained unbeaten. Tyrese Mello Garcia became a 1,000-point scorer for the Bulldogs, scoring 24 points last night in their win over Lynn Classical High School. Girls basketball, the Lynn Classical team, also remains undefeated. They beat Lynn English 56-33. Girls hockey tonight, Winthrop will host Marblehead tonight at 6:10. The Vikings girls team, unbeaten at 13-0, has gotten an unexpected boost with some superior play from its defense, plus additional strength in its young goalie. Coach Anthony Martucci of Winthrop Girls Hockey.
Well, I believe it's a total team effort, but right now we are getting fantastic performances defensively from my defensive group. But it's definitely something that we pride ourselves on, is our back checking, as well as, you know, just playing really strong in the D zone. But our goaltender has really been the key to this. It was kind of a question mark when we came into the season, because we had lost our senior goalie, Summer Talon, who was all world for us last year. And this young freshman has emerged to make some timely saves for us when we needed it, and just kind of given us a lot of confidence back there. Riley Tuss has been terrific for us as well.
In boys hockey tonight, Swampscott will be playing at Marblehead. Face off at 7:30. That's sports, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.